Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is one of the biggest treats of my career, sitting in this studio right now with three Pittsburgh sports legends, Jim Colony to my right, Bob Pompiani across from me, and the big boy Mark Cabali to my left. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Pittsburgh, in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I have... let's say four Steelers questions to ask you, fine gentlemen, as we continue to go around the
room. By the way, not too many times I'm like the rookie of the bunch, but I'm the rookie here, man. I think I have the least amount of tenure in the...
You're exactly right.
He's just saying crazy. We're old.
Yeah, but you are so beloved.
I don't know about that.
Bob. He's on national TV.
It's Bob and everybody else.
We're not on national TV.
Is it Bob and then everybody else, Jim?
Bob is way ahead of everybody.
Locally, yes.
Oh,
who was the Boston equivalent of Bob when you worked there a million years ago?
Bob Lobel.
I used to talk to Bob Lobel all the time.
He came in second to Nance back then. When WBZ was a big player with CBS, owned and operated. And when they had the contest to have whoever was going to be like the new guy for, well, turns out everything. And Bob was, as I understand it, as I remember it, he was a finalist for that.
Wow, our Bob went out to dinner with Jim Nance last week?
Well, I expect nothing less.
Did you know that, Cabali?
Yes, you know, Bob. Bob was national, he'd be Nance, and if Nance was local, he would be Bob.
You're exactly right.
By the way, are they really, the Steelers really get Nance and Romo again?
This week.
Next week?
This week.
Why?
Because it's an early game, we don't have a doubleheader on CBS, and that's the best game of the lot, they determined.
Well, who's Houston? No, isn't Jacksonville playing Indianapolis or something? I believe it is.
That is a game, but they chose this one.
Okay.
So, that's...
No, I understand why they did it, but it seems like a matter of habit as opposed to you want to have two better teams.
Well, wait a second. Even though they're both 6-6, it's Steelers-Ravens for first place in the AFC North. I don't blame them for that decision.
And they don't get them later on because that's always a prime
time
game.
Well, the only time they would get them again is if they made the playoffs, and so that we'll see.
One of the things that Nance said that night.
No, this is good stuff.
One of the things that Nance told me, too, is he predicted this. They just came back because they had flown from Dallas to Pittsburgh a day before the game on Saturday or Sunday, is that – he said he had heard that rating on Thanksgiving Day would be the highest ever in the history of television.
Was it?
What? Yeah.
And they just came out with 61 million people watched Dallas and Kansas City on Thanksgiving Day. It was by far the most watched NFL game in history.
I didn't even see that.
Including Super Bowls?
No. This is regular season.
Oh, regular season.
Yeah,
sorry.
I should have said that.
Jim, what do you think of Cabali going scrolling through photos on
his phone? I'm trying to find a picture of Colony
getting choked out by Stilling McBeam.
Well, I remember
I have it somewhere and I can't find it.
I do remember that.
Well, just put what a, happened? Put Stilling McBeam in your search bar.
I think I might have taken.
Wait, it wasn't posed. He actually got mad at you.
Oh no, he wasn't. No. It was a fake. It was like it was a work, as the wrestling people would say. But I was actually standing by myself. And he came over, and somebody started talking to me. I turned around. And I said, it was Stilling McBeam. I said, I thought you're not supposed to talk. And he goes, shh. You know. So anyway, and then I guess Mark was.
I do have a photo.
It was a training camp up outside the dorm.
Can you post that?
I will if I find it.
Meanwhile, speaking of Colony and fights, really, I was in Nashville covering the Stanley Cup Finals. Bob.
I remember that.
Remember when the Penguins played the Predators? And we get word that Colony was at a bar where the Ryan brothers were, Rex and Rob Ryan.
I remember the story.
And a fight broke out. Yeah. Tell us that story, because
there was no fight. That was a staged photo. But we're at the they have like hospitality during it was an off day during the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah.
And so we're standing up at it was across from Margaritaville. I can't remember the name of the place, but we're just standing out on the deck with Dan Kingurski, and I look down, and there were the Ryan brothers, and you see, like, bachelorettes walking by and getting pictures. And so I'm like, you know, I got to get down and get a picture with Rex Ryan. I mean, come on. You know, when are we going to have this opportunity? And so we went down, and we did it, and I told him how I was from Pittsburgh, and so that's when he, you know, kind of gave me the choke thing.
Yeah.
And then that picture ended up in your column.
It did.
Because you talked about all the other things. The other weird thing was the other guy we were watching was Matt Murray standing on the corner of Broadway, Lower Broadway, and whatever the side street was near the Penguins Hotel and where all the bars are. He was just standing there, you know, in cutoffs, and he looked like Matt Murray, like just a scruffy, you know, 20-something guy. People just walked all around him. I mean, here's a starting goaltender in the Stanley Cup final, and everybody kept walking by. I remember asking Murray about that after. Anyway, so Joe does his column, and so the picture that he chose was the picture of me and Rex Ryan. And you know who got completely up in arms about it?
Who? Rob?
The guy who used to sit in that chair right there, Ron Cook.
He didn't like it?
No, because when it came out, I remember, you know, I was doing updates during their show, you know, during their show. I think it was still with Vinny maybe, but at any rate, he goes, that's unprofessional. How can you do something like that? You're supposed to be a journalist and you're covering.
I'm going, wait, Ron was ripping me or you?
Me.
No, ripping Jim.
Me for being like not being a solid reporter and you know, how come the Penguins lost game 3? I mean, that's what you should have been talking about. You know, it wasn't that. It was just, I mean, Ron, it's entertainment.
You should have taken a swing at him.
I wasn't going to do that.
I was doing postcards from Nashville, funny little things that happen in Nashville.
And that's exactly what
we're talking about. That was what I wanted. You and Rob, Rex Ryan.
Like, what else are we... Yeah, but his brother, by the way, as I remember, he ended up getting into it later on with some fans.
That's what I remembered. There was a fight. Why didn't you say that at the beginning?
Well, because I'd forgotten about it until just now. Because I remember talking to Rex at the window.
What the hell?
And a couple things back is his brother who's getting loud with some fans, and you know, I had to do a double take to make sure it wasn't Madden, but anyway, so the other Ryan brother was the one causing all sorts of trouble, and it wasn't really all sorts of trouble. It was just typical. Those guys were basically minding their own business, and it was loudmouth fans who were sitting there getting, as Peyton Manning would say, liquored up. But that was a lot of fun. That was a long time ago, Joe.
That was
a long time ago. 2017,
9 years ago. Yeah, now, the last time the Steelers won a playoff game, I might add, or even came close to winning one.
Hey, Joe, why don't you ask Jim where he used to frequent when we went to Cincinnati when he went over to Kentucky?
Where did you used to frequent when you went to Cincinnati?
Oh, I can't remember the name of the place. It was the brass something. The Brass Bull, is that what it was? Or the Brass Mule?
What was it called?
It was an adult establishment.
Oh,
the brass. Well, it would have been something other than bull.
That was when, no, it was the skankiest. It was.
Why would you go to a skanky place? Hold You're Jim Colony.
We need to talk Steelers. This is devolving fast.
But what did you expect?
Our chaperone from the station I worked at the time wanted to go there.
That's okay. Jim Colony. You recognize that voice, Bob Pompiani, and Mark Cabali here in a round table, you might call it. Supposed to be a Steeler round table. Okay, we'll get around to that.
Sorry.
Asante Samuel Sr. blames DK Metcalf for all of Aaron Rodgers' problems, essentially says that DK Metcalf never gets open. Fair charge or no, Cabali?
Well, Well, he doesn't get open, but he's getting double teamed. However, if you're getting paid $30 million a year, if you're Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, you get double teamed as well, too. You find a ways to make plays. He hasn't found the ways to make plays.
So. But I also think it's a scheming thing, too. There are ways you can scheme guys open.
But if you pay a guy $30 million, he just goes and makes plays.
Yeah, but it can't be that easy just to say, oh, you're making $30 million, you're going to do this. You have to do something.
Well, you say that about TJ Watt, don't we?
Bob, he's saying Asante Samuel Sr. is saying he's not talking about double teams and he's not talking about scheme. He's saying that DK Metcalf can't get open on press coverage.
I don't know about that.
Fair enough.
I don't know. On press coverage,
that is what he's saying.
I think he would win. He's a big dude. He's a guy who goes up and I think wins a lot of those jump balls, Jim. I think he does.
Why are we making excuses for DK Metcalf?
No, I don't like when fathers get involved. Why should he say anything?
Well, he's not as good as George Pickens.
No.
Certainly when it comes to those kinds of plays.
Pickens is the best in the NFL at that, I think.
You're getting him going.
Get me going.
You could throw a ball to Pickens when he was doubled, and you kind of like his chances of coming away with the ball, or at least not having the opponent catch
it. If he actually showed up to work, yeah.
The thing about DK Metcalf is that you would like to think, okay, if he's single covered, he can't push off, because you get away with it, right? You can make contact within the first few yards of the line of scrimmage, go off, push the guy out of the way, slant toward the middle, and catch the ball. He's dropped at least one of those. Then he's dropped a few passes like that.
He's a disappointment. I mean, why can't we just say that?
I would agree with that,
it's a disappointment.
It's a
Not everybody's making $150 million.
Well, I don't care how much he makes right now. Let's say, like, we're all complaining about with good reason, about Pat Freiermuth. Like, where is he? Have him run.
Apparently,
those.
He talked to the media this morning. So
what did he say?
I don't know. I
Limits. You're the beat writer. You're supposed to be following his quotes.
I saw he told members of the media that he is frustrated by his lack of targets, but basically the same thing that he's said previously.
He's never said that previously. No. That's a major story that
good
you
for,
missed.
Good for him.
All right, the last time they threw him a ball over the middle, it was for a touchdown.
Yeah, it was just in Chicago.
So this is what Cassidy Wood put out there. Freiermuth saying, obviously, it's frustrating, when he was asked about his 17 snaps, but I have faith in Arthur and understanding
Arthur.
His thoughts on the game plan. Just got to understand my role. Hopefully, it changes going forward, but at the end of the day, I just had to go out there and do what's asked of me.
Which is nothing.
They're saying he can't block, and now they don't throw it to him. 17... that's six less times than Ja'Marr Chase was targeted against the Steelers.
Forget about that. Those are Derek Watt numbers.
Forget about that. He was only in the route 9 times on Sunday. 9.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, then tell me this. Everybody here on this round table, give me a grade on Arthur Smith's tenure with the Steelers. I'll go first. D
would be good for me. I'd give him a C, though. C minus. C. Right, solid C. C.
Bob? I say D.
I was thinking C minus, D plus.
Yeah, it's not been good.
No,
it's just a couple things that just, like, they acquired these tight ends to use them, and then it just never happens. You don't give the ball to Jaylen Warren. Is that, I mean, what are we doing here?
You're handing the ball off to a scat back twice in the same game on 3rd and 9?
Okay, but he has been pretty good
You bring in the frozen cadaver of Cordarrelle Patterson at the end of a game against Cincinnati.
That's what it looked like with Jonnu Smith the other game.
Maybe that's the problem.
Chicago, Jonnu Smith had 2 Cordarrelle Patterson plays.
I know, he's obsessed with those.
Who else are some of the guys that already demanded to be here?
God only knows. Ryan Tannehill, I think he wanted.
No, obviously Cordarrelle.
He would have usurped your boy Rudolph.
Jonnu.
What about Jonnu? You know, we're talking about Pat, and that's a legitimate thing. What about Jonnu Smith? He was brought here in that trade. How would we assess that trade right now? Not good.
Not good.
Minka's having a pretty good year.
But they never used him correctly here.
Well, whose fault is that?
Well,
what do you mean? They used him in every way conceivable.
You were the biggest Minka hater in the world in the last 3 years.
All I would do is repeat his stats, because there weren't any.
His stats this year versus what we've seen – even from Jalen Ramsey, and you couple in Jonnu Smith, it's
Wait
not a
good second,
return.
Big boy.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're wrong, but...
No, but you said they didn't use him right. They used him in every conceivable way. Well, at the line of scrimmage, as a free safety, as a center fielder, as a slot guy.
Later in his tenure. That was early in his tenure when he was actually making plays. They're just using him as center fielder. Don't let anything get behind you late, and that's just not...
Wasn't that his role more last year, too?
That's what it shouldn't have been, because that's not where he was able to excel his first couple years here. So maybe it is coaching.
Minka's got more points lately than Jonnu Smith has. He's got the two-point conversion. Yeah, the pick two. That is very funny. I just said, whatever gave anybody the idea that Artie Smith was going to be a good coordinator anyway? What had he shown anywhere
when he didn't
have Derrick Henry?
I was a good coach when I had Michael Jordan.
And he's a tight end guy. Like Mark said, I never understand. Okay, he's supposed to be great with the tight ends.
What Kyle Pitts was a bust under him, and now they've all disappeared here.
It's just,
I hear you.
And then they'll end up beating Baltimore. And I think that, like, to get to Minka, Miami's going to be a problem.
Bob, I feel like you're not asserting yourself in this conversation.
No, I was trying to think of all the things in the offseason and try to put them into one big context. And then one of my friends on Twitter did it for me, King Fish.
King Fish at home?
I had a King Fish.
I mean, these are just the things. It says, looks like TJ contract, not a good idea at the time. Minka trade, not looking good. Slay, terrible signing. DK, not looking good. Missed Dart in a draft to satisfy you, Joe Starkey.
2-7.
Jones and Porter.
Oh, as if the Giants' record is on Jackson.
And then the last one is Pickens gone for nothing. And that's the one that really, you know.
Here we go again.
I'm just saying.
I can't talk about that again. I just can't.
You talk about everything else again.
It's very frustrating.
What would you say? Would you not say, though, if you had him opposite DK? Seriously, for one year.
What makes you think that Artie Smith, the guy that we all just could design an offense to take advantage of having two really good receivers? And I don't even think Metcalf's good.
Supposed to extract the best out of the talent
and then come up
with a game plan to produce that talent.
It is. And
well, that's all
where
I'm saying.
Have you seen him demonstrate good coaching?
All I'm saying is that dude, and again, I had no interest in signing him long term. It was just this year,
it
making $3 million bucks or whatever he's making.
It wouldn't have worked.
Okay, that's on them, not him. Because you can clearly see.
Well, what I think is that...
You think Artie designs the greatest show on turf?
God, no. But what they do have is a guy who was one of the best third-down backs in the league who is no longer a third-down back. And then they drafted a guy in the third round to ostensibly... I think the plan was to bring Caleb Johnson in to make him like Najee. And he was supposed to be like the first and second round, right? Yes.
Nothing ever happens when he touches the ball.
He's the first and second round guy, and then you'd use Jalen Warren in that changeup role where he's so good. And not only that, but he's a great blocker when he has to be.
Oh.
Jalen Warren.
Oh.
He was really good at blitz pickups.
Very good.
And that's an underrated aspect of being that third down back. Anyway, so that they've wasted him because they don't, I mean, play Gainwell on the first two downs then and use Jalen Warren like they used to.
But it's going right for him this year then.
It's probably
in terms of offseason pickups, drafts, nothing.
Well,
that's what happens when you're 6-6 and get whipped.
I have one more question. I'll start with Bob because I feel like he's being awfully quiet.
Just bring up George Pickens to him.
I
can't
Mark,
again.
Okay.
Listen.
I won't ever bring it up again, but I'm not surprised it's turned out this
will
way. That's all I'm saying.
Will they keep our answers very short and concise? We have Rob Long from Baltimore coming up.
Oh, he's good.
Will they... And should they pick up Broderick Jones' fifth-year option?
Again, to me, the answer is how significant is his injury? Because what I understand,
let's assume he comes back healthy.
Yes, because they don't have any other answers.
Yes to both questions.
Yes
they should, and yes they will.
Yes, if he's healthy.
Did you notice his absence last game? By the way, anyone?
Not really. I think Pete did a pretty good job, but that doesn't mean
there were many other things that were issues.
I mean, that's true. But I'm just saying, did you actually?
I thought he's been playing better of late.
Yeah, but I'm just saying
that. I'm having a very hard time focusing this group, aren't I?
I know. Did you notice his absence last game?
Will they and should they pick up his fifth year?
I don't think they will.
Do you think they should?
Not necessarily.
Mark?
No. They can bring him back.
So they're going to have...
So that's another wasted...
No, it doesn't mean he can't sign for like a one-year deal.
So like a Bud Dupree play, you try to do that.
I say yes and yes. Yes, they should and yes, they will. And I'm shocked that Cabali doesn't
agree. That's a lot of money, man.
I know, but he's a left tackle, and I thought he was playing the best football of his career.
They got the right tackle. You can move to left tackle.
Oh, and then they have another opening on that spot again.
Well,
you have to use another draft pick when you need a quarterback.
Well, I mean, when was the last time they picked up a fifth-year option? There's another one. It's been years.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Jim. That was a treat.
Thanks, Joe. And guys, and my voice
Jim,
is kind of going away.
Get it
here.
Together
we'll be okay
for,
on Saturday.
For Saturday.
Gentilly last week, Colony this week. Can't wait till next week.
Who knows who will walk in? Maybe Malzi at some point. Thank you, big boy.
Mark, it's always a pleasure.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. We have a big football game this weekend, but something doesn't feel right. Because both teams stink. Bob, you agree with that?
I think the whole AFC stinks, if you're going to classify it that way. Aside from, who would have thought New England would have the number one seed in the AFC and the Bears would be the number one seed in the NFC?
And you might be looking at you really might still be looking at a playoff without Josh Allen, Lamar, or Patrick Mahomes.
That would be crazy.
That would be incredible. Here to talk about all of this from the Ravens side, one of our favorite guests, Rob Long from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore.
There he is.
Is he at a cigar bar limits?
It
is
looks
that
like
where
he
Rob is right
yes,
now?
I am.
Look
yes,
at that. He's got a cigar in.
Yes, I am.
That's when you know that you're a big timer. This is what happens. You go to a cigar bar, have a cigar, and sit down and chat.
This is amazing.
How are you, Rob?
This is not amazing. This game is not amazing. I agree with you, man. These two teams, this is probably the worst these guys have been going into this game I can remember in quite some time. Neither team brings anything to the table. That's fantastic. That's a team with Lamar Jackson and the Hall of Fame running back in there and Derrick Henry. Not fantastic. That's a defense with T.J. Watt on the other side. And you would think that it would be something spectacular, and it's just not.
They're just not. And we've spent the entire show talking about all that's wrong with the Steelers and Mike Tomlin's future. What is wrong with the Ravens? They still have Lamar and Derrick Henry, and I think talented guys on their defense. What's the main problem there, Rob?
Injuries has been the problem. I think it still is. I still think it's Lamar's problem. I think injuries is – I don't think he's 100%. Forget about the running not being explosive, but – I don't think his legs are right. It's hard to throw the football. I said that to someone last week, and they said, well, he has leg injuries. Why can't he throw the ball? I said, okay, well, go outside and sit in the chair and try to throw the football 20 yards while sitting in the chair. It's tough with our legs. Can't throw the ball with our legs. I don't think he's healthy at all. I don't think anything else do it. People want to make other things do it. I don't think anything other than injuries with Lamar. But I also think when Ali gets more snaps, not carries, snaps, the third string running back than Derrick Henry in a game, there's a problem. I said before, defensive coordinators call plays to win games. Offensive coordinators call plays to get jobs. And sometimes their game plan becomes agendas. It seems more like there's the agenda with the Baltimore Ravens on offense, because how Derrick Henry doesn't get the ball carries more than 10 times in a game that was otherwise close for the most part against Cincinnati is beyond me.
So, Robin, I want to ask you about the general feeling among Ravens fans with regard to John Harbaugh late in games. I've seen this a number of times where it seems like they have leads, what should be comfortable leads, and they evaporate very quickly. What do you say about that? And how accurate is that? Because every time I seem to watch him, that happens in games. And, of course, it started this year with a game in Buffalo.
It's very accurate. You know, we've seen it over and over again. We didn't see it this year either. We've seen it before. We've seen it with different offensive coordinators. We've seen it with different defensive coordinators. What happens, I have no idea. John Harbaugh is a great CEO, and he's won here in Baltimore, won a Super Bowl, have a lot of winning seasons. However, when things like that happen, when I told you about Derrick Henry getting the ball and you have your headsets on, at what point do you say, hey, Todd, I don't know what you plan to do this series, but we're going to get Henry the ball at least twice, right? You don't call the plays, but you nudge him and let him know. And that's been my biggest issue with John Harbaugh over the years. When things go wrong on one side of football to the other, what's his area of expertise? What is he adding to it? We blame the coordinators all the time. We always get rid of the coordinators. But at what point do you hold John Harbaugh accountable? And I just, for me, maybe in both cities, we're starting to look at two very good coaches. You can argue great coaches, in my opinion, who just maybe just it's time for them to go in their respective cities.
Do you think Harbaugh will be the coach next season there?
Yeah, he will be, because he just has so much money in the bank, figuratively speaking. And that's probably money that's owed as well. But you can make some withdrawals when you've done all the goodwill as a coach that John Harbaugh has done in terms of winning. This team has been a perennial contender now for what? Since Lamar's been here. But that's the problem. They're a contender, and they haven't gotten through.
It sounds very similar.
Yeah, man, it sure it is. I mean, the resumes are so similar. And people are wondering about Tomlin. Rob, what's your view from afar on the Steelers and his future?
I said this to a Steeler fan just the other day. The similarity is they both won the Super Bowl. They both are perennial winners in the organization. But the difference is, in my opinion, and I'm looking at it only from the outsider's perspective, and you can correct me. I think John Harbaugh's front office has done a lot more for Harbaugh than the Steelers' front office has done for Mike Tomlin. Mm. John Harbaugh has cooked with premium ingredients and has not put that master meal together, especially the postseason.
How much say does he have? How much say does he have in terms of the actual, buying the groceries?
Because Mike Tomlin buys a lot of the groceries here. If you think DK Metcalf's disappointing, Darius Slay they just got rid of, Patrick Queen, those are all Mike Tomlin guys. So he buys the groceries too.
I think John Harbaugh has his opinion is weighed in. But this roster, what he's picking from is Eric DaCosta. Eric DaCosta, if not the best GM in football, is top three. And he does a great job in drafting. Let's look at the first round alone to get back in the first round to get Lamar Jackson. He's done Kyle Hamilton. He's done some great jobs, even trades, in-season trades with Roquan Smith. That's all Eric DaCosta. I don't know if John Harbaugh has gotten the most out of the roster that he's been given.
Let me ask you about wide receivers, because another similarity is both these teams do not have a whole bunch of depth at wide receiver. I don't know, who's turned out to. They go to the tight ends a lot down there. I know that with Likely and Andrews. But other than Zay Flowers, who's doing anything in the wide receiver category?
I think Rashad Bateman is underused. I think Rashad Bateman is a very good wide receiver who's very much underused. You also have a Hall of Fame wide receiver here who could be your number four receiver, D-Hop, who's underused. I disagree with that. I think they have a very good wide receiver.
But the stats don't bear that out. For some reason, they're not getting the ball a lot.
That to me is game plan. I mean, Rashad Bateman on other teams would be a 70 catch guy a year, probably at least a solid number two. I think they have a very good wide receiver room. I think it's another example of underusing the talent that you have on this roster. Zay Flowers was right. Zay Flowers, his rookie year, was averaging like 11 yards a catch. Why? Why is he catching the ball in a line of scrimmage so much? He's not that kind of build. He's not that kind of build. Get him downfield. If you use these intermediate guys, Rashad Bateman is another guy that can take the top off the defense. It's not happening. So I would argue, which I always do argue, guys, the talent on the offense is underused.
It sounds like the coordinator could be in a little trouble for next year. Todd Monken, yes?
Okay, fine. Well, the coordinator before him had the same issues. The coordinator before him had the same issues. The coordinator before him had the same issues.
Same problem here. Yep.
So we keep getting rid of the coordinators, but we keep running into the same problems.
Rob Long from
We said the same thing about Dean Pease's defense a couple of years ago. They play soft in the fourth quarter. Well, we say the same thing now, at least early in the season we did. Different defensive coordinator.
Rob Long from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. It seems like the defense has turned it around, certainly from early in the year, although the Cincinnati game wasn't great. What's been the key to that? What kind of Ravens defense are the Steelers going to see here?
They made a trade at the trade deadline, which allowed Kyle Hamilton to come back towards the line of scrimmage and play more I don't know whether it was his strengths or his talents. I don't know if I want Kyle Hamilton for the rest of his career with that wiry, lanky frame playing around a lot of scrimmage, but it works now. And that freed up a lot of people. I think you're going to see, you got some guys who possibly come back this week as well, who've returned to practice. I think you're going to see, continue to see a very good Ravens defense. The defense played better than the final score last Thursday, but when you turn the football over five times, you keep that defense on the field longer than it has to be against a dude in Joe Burrow. You give him too many opportunities, he's going to score. So I think the defense has turned things around, much like they did, if you remember, last year. They started off bad. Then all of a sudden, they became a very good defense. I think we see shades of that again this year. I think they'll be fine against Pittsburgh. And my question to you is this. What quarterback are you going with that's going to make a difference? Aaron Rodgers, I said it when you guys got him. I don't know about that move. Mason Rudolph doesn't scare me either. So I think with that combination of who you have quarterbacking and the way the defense is playing right now, I think the defense will be fine.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah, nobody knows around here who would give them the better chance. We had four guys in here talking today, and you're right. The quarterback, the coordinator, the offense in general, that was one of the most putrid performances in the history of the franchise against Buffalo. 166 total yards. Even Matt Canada never had a game that bad. So, yeah, they could be the elixir for anybody right now, this Steeler offense, Rob.
And to flip it, not to change topics, but, you know, I talked a little bit earlier about Derrick Henry not getting enough carries. Buffalo ran the football 51 times against that defense. Averaging what, almost 5 yards a carry.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping Todd Monken saw that. He did with the rest of the
team. They did it last year to him, didn't they? I mean, 299 yards in a wild card game. That was all just run game.
Yeah. Just running the football. Yeah. So I'm hoping to see a lot of that on Sunday here.
So Rob, I'm gonna ask you this question because we've debated this and one of these answers surprises people. But if you had to pick an AFC North winner at this point, week 14, who would it be and how much chance do you give Cincinnati to creep in this situation?
I'm going Brewster's Million, none of the above. But no, I mean, I say just because of the talent, you got to go with the Ravens. And I only go on that. There's no other reason that I would pick the Ravens other than the talent. I think if the talent finally shows up and produces, they're the better team in the AFC North. I don't believe in Cincinnati. Cincinnati will have to run the table, have too many things happen right for them. And I don't think there's enough time for that many things to happen right for them. The winner of the AFC North will come from the Ravens-Steelers game on Sunday. Now, it won't happen Sunday, but one of those two teams is going to win the North.
It looks like, Rob, in the long run, you were right about Patrick Queen. There were moments of – actually, he was pretty good in some games, but there hasn't been much consistency. It just really hasn't turned out to be the guy. Would you agree with that, Bob, that they thought they were getting?
I would say that, sure.
And then he openly questioned the scheme. I don't know if you saw that story last week. He openly questioned the defensive scheme. So kudos to you. I think you were right about him.
We saw it here. I just don't think – I think Patrick Queen in another life may have been a safety maybe, but he just doesn't play with that kind of tenacity at linebacker for me to be the guy, to be the answer. Like I said to you before – if you had a Roquan Smith in Pittsburgh and signed Patrick Queen, I would have felt better about the move. But you asked him to come to be Roquan Smith, and that dog and that this done hunt, not to do what you're asking him to do. He's a good football player. He's a tremendous athlete. I don't think he was the guy to do what you needed him to do.
Yeah, speaking of those guys, or at least Roquan, what I've seen of the Ravens, especially earlier in the season, he didn't quite look like himself, and Marlon Humphrey looked like he may have lost a step. Am I right or wrong about that?
All of that was true early on. Marlon Humphrey has played better lately. Not great, better. Forced a fumble a couple weeks ago, what Marlon Humphrey does. Roquan Smith is not the Roquan Smith that they acquired from Chicago, but he's not the guy that we saw last year and early this year. He's played better. And the key is, I think the key with Roquan, we heard Ray Lewis say this before they drafted Haloti Ngata. You got to get guys off me. And I think there were too many guys on him from the line of scrimmage in his lap. And not many linebackers can play through that. With Ray Lewis, arguably the greatest in his that position of all time. And he asked for them to draft somebody. They got Haloti Ngata. So I think Roquan's biggest issue was the guys up front really hit some injuries up front, and he just didn't have – the clean space that he had in years past.
Yeah, very interesting there. I want to ask you about Lamar Jackson one more time, only from this standpoint, because I know part of his success over the years has been design running plays, Rob. I mean, they do it. I haven't seen hardly any of that. Is his injury still there to the point where they don't even call those plays anymore? Because I thought that more than anything opened up things in the passing game for him.
You could say yes. That's an easy answer. But I think some Ravens fans would tell you week one and week two, there weren't enough design run plays for Lamar. I don't know who's trying to get Lamar away from the running game. I don't know whether it's Lamar or it's the coaching staff. But you could argue that some of the design run plays that you used to see with Lamar early on in the season before the injuries had started to go away. Now you can say injuries are the reason.
How much emotional damage did the Ravens incur from that loss in Buffalo to start the season? And do you believe there's a belief, a true belief in that room that we are a team that can still get through the whole AFC?
I think there was some big emotional damage. I think you saw it. But I'll be honest with you. I think the Detroit Lions inflicted more emotional damage on them than Buffalo, because Detroit beat them up late in that game. You look at the fourth quarter of that game, Detroit treated them like rag dolls, just making big play after big play, and it looked like they were outmatched. I personally believe it was more emotional damage in that game. And you saw the hangover effect when they ultimately went to play against the Houston Texans. They just didn't show. In terms of belief, I would guess, and I'm guessing, that there's some doubt. There's 53 men on a roster. It's hard to get 53 people on the same page. So I would bet you there's a lot of doubt in that locker room. And the only way you can erase that doubt is to go on an impressive run to finish the regular season, because right now it's not. You know, they were riding high on a long winning streak. Then there was probably some doubt looking at who they were beating. So I think in order to erase that doubt, this team has to go on a long run, because you have some teams in front of you. You talked about New England Patriots, they look legit. You have them in front of you. You have an opportunity to beat some real teams to where you say, you know, well, we can play with these playoff teams. I think that's what you want to erase that doubt. That's moving forward, not right now.
Most importantly, and we'll leave you with this, Rob, what kind of cigars you smoke in there? What's the atmosphere like in that joint?
This right here is a Perdomo Habano.
Oh, one of my favorites. That goes great. You know what that goes great with, Rob? A French martini. Get one of those and do it.
I'm not a martini guy. I don't like anything mixed with women, but I drink bourbon.
Bourbon. So you just take off in the middle of the day to the old cigar bar, yes?
I'm not drinking bourbon right now, though. I'm not drinking bourbon. I'm drinking a Diet A&W. It's too early for bourbon, but I am smoking me a Stogie. See, here's the deal. I also coach high school basketball, high school basketball. Rosedale Christian Academy, one of the better teams in the Baltimore metro area. We finished number two last year in the metro. We're preseason ranked number three now. So we had a game last night. So I came here because nobody's around, and I'm able to cast my film from last night up on a big old TV up there. So watch that.
Did you win?
Yeah, we won. We won. Big game.
The cigar is big time. You got to have a cigar after a win.
I'm doing a little coaching now. I'm going to hit you up for an out-of-bounds play or two. Can I?
Let's do it. Give me a holler. I'll do it. I'll send you one or two.
All right. Thank you, Rob.
What age group?
Freshman. Boys, freshman.
Freshman, yeah. I'll send you one or two.
Need a third one. I've got America's play that everybody uses as an out-of-bounds play. I need a creative new one that we can use.
There you go.
All right, and maybe Joe will be smoking a cigar tomorrow if you have a winning game.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Thanks, Rob.
Maybe so.
Appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
You guys have a good one. All
see
right.
you, man.
Merry Christmas to you too,
Bob. He's a legend, isn't he?
I love the fact he came out with it with the cigar right off the bat.
That was amazing.
Oh man,
I don't know what he said at the end there. Whether it was anything appropriate or inappropriate, I missed that one line.
I came out of nowhere.
There's a lot to talk about here. Did Aaron Rodgers speak today yet?
I think he's going after practice today.
Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
Pat Freiermuth did. He had an opinion on his lack of use in the offense. We'll tell you what he said. Next 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Cloudy today and a high of 33. Frenchy Fuqua, low of 27. Glenn Edwards. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it.
you can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.